Joining us now on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're talking to Coach Chris Feinhardt of the Pentland Christian Baseball Squad, following an 8-1 and a 5-0 loss to Pentland. Coach Feiner had the chance to catch up with Coach Jablonski. And one thing that we talked about is final score is not reflective of how hard your team fought tonight. And overall, just a little bit more of an experienced team for Pella, helping them kind of in some big moments there where, you know, your squad still kind of had some guys figuring out some little Hawkeye Conference stuff here in season number one. And just overall kind of felt like that experience was maybe a little bit of a difference in some of the at-bats down the stretch of those games.
Yeah, you know, like, Pella's bringing back their whole team from last year, so that's a notch on their belt, you know. Experience means everything. You know, that first game tonight, we had a couple freshmen starting, and we were pleased with what they did. They played good defense, and, you know, Dean Durande put the bat on the ball about every time he was up to bat. So, yeah, it's good to get experience. Couple of really good played games, I would say. Got away from us a little bit in the late innings on both of them, but overall pretty decent pitching matchups.
And I would agree with that. And just looking at, as you mentioned, just the pitching matchups, let's start with game one. You know, you go out there in the first game of the night and you got Elliot Minning on the bump, and he was cruising for a little while there. Unfortunately, maybe hit just a little bit of a rough patch towards the end of that pitch count, had to throw a few more pitches earlier on than he would have liked, and then Brecken Ritzert came on and you know, was able to do a good job at the end of that game as well. But just talk about the pitching you got in game one from Elliott and Brecken.
Yeah, I mean, Elliott, I can't remember what it was. It was 3-1 there for a while, and then the two-run homer kind of spread the gap just a little bit. But, yeah, Elliott did great. Brecken came in throwing hard, and I think he walked the first guy but then struck out a guy. But, yeah, that was the combo we were kind of planning on going with for the first game. Elliott's a little more crafty, you know, and Brecken's power. So, second game, you know, Grant pitched a whale of a game in the second game. It's too bad we couldn't, you know, get some runs pushed across. But that's our main struggle right now. We're still trying to find our footing on offense and, you know, where the hits and runs are going to come from.
Well, and I want to come back and touch on that game two pitching, too, because you mentioned Grant. I mean, second time this week, he's come out here and had a masterful performance on the bump. Tonight, 9 strikeouts. He had 11 on Monday night, so 20 strikeouts combined in 2 games this week. Gave up just 1 hit tonight. You know, a little bit of maybe more walking than he would have liked there, 5 walks, the 3-hit batsman. But overall, I mean, a phenomenal performance. But then after that, Connor Van Zee came in and got the job done. I know he gave up the 1 hit that scored a run with the bases loaded there, but you know, he gets you out of that frame, and then Garrett Wheeler comes on and throws a pretty clean bottom of the 6th inning there. Overall, just a great pitching performance from everyone you had on the mound tonight.
Yeah, coming into this game, I think Grant had 2 walks on the year, so after last year he had quite a few walks, and I know that was something he really wanted to work on, so to only have 2 walks coming into tonight's doubleheader, that was pretty good. Yeah, Connor, he hasn't pitched for a while now because he took that bunt off the finger, but I don't know, the first game he played, and his finger's been healing, and it's on his throwing hand. So we got him in a little bit tonight. It was probably more of a high-pressure situation than he really wanted to come in, you know, for that first experience. But he'll get back on the mound tomorrow. We do have a weekend tournament tomorrow in Eddyville, and we'll get a lot of arms on the mound that haven't been throwing as much lately. But yeah, Connor handled himself okay tonight.
Yeah, we'll touch on that Eddyville tournament coming up in a little bit, but I want to talk about, you know, you mentioned the at-bats. I mean, the top of the order, it feels like that top 5 is kind of they're returners. They've kind of found their groove a little bit here, kind of figured out where they want to be in the lineup. The kind of bottom 4 spots in the lineup are guys who are kind of making their, you know, getting their first varsity experience, I should say, trying to figure out, especially here in the Little Hawkeye Conference, where you don't get any easy games as well. As a coach, how have you guys been kind of working in the limited practices you get and just in some of the conversations to try to help those guys as best they can learn on the fly how to be best prepared in the box when you're facing, you know, guys such as Hayes Lautenbach tonight, who's working quickly with a good fastball and off-speed mix and just trying to figure out those pitchers?
Yeah, you brought up a lot of good points there. We had so many kids playing spring sports and, you know, extended postseasons that we didn't get a lot of practice time, like a lot of other places do. And some of those kids are now learning on the fly, and Little Hawkeye Conference probably isn't the best place to be learning on the fly. So you really got to be mentally tough in order to get through this, because our conference schedule started a week earlier this year, too. So in previous years, we've played some 1A, 2A teams to start off the year, and you kind of ease into it a little bit. And then you jump into the Little Hawkeye. Well, on night number three, we were all already playing DCG in a doubleheader, and we didn't even have our whole team. But, we've been trying to tell the kids, you know, we don't get many practices, but one thing we do every day is hit in the cage and do tee drills and stuff like that. And we're trying to, you know, get the right mindset of attack fastballs and lay off early curveballs. You know, just the – it seems simple to – people like Coach Manning and I, who have played, you know, I hate to say how many years ago, but these kids need to get that same mindset. And, you know, that just, it takes experience. And unfortunately, that's what they're trying to get in the Little Hawkeye Conference when you're up against pretty good pitching every night.
Exactly right. And just, I mean, looking at this team too, I mean, one aspect that's going to go under the radar, because it's not going to show up in the box score, defense. I thought your defense tonight was terrific. I think of, Dean Durande. We mentioned, you know, he's a kid who come into tonight with two career at-bats to his name. Yeah. And, he's still trying to learn it at the plate, but he goes out there at second base and makes an over-the-shoulder catch in shallow right field tonight. You know, I think of the sliding catch that Brecken Ritzert made in center field. You know, multiple great blocks by your catchers tonight. Your defense feels like it is, you know, matching that pitching effort that it's getting, Unfortunately, the offense for Pella just able to find a few holes tonight, but the defense has played really well this year.
Yeah, we're starting to gradually find, you know, that steady lineup, I guess. Back to the spring sports thing, you know, at the start of the year, we had a different lineup every single night. Not only batting lineup, but just defensive lineups. And now we're kind of gradually getting a little more comfortable with where kids are probably going to play out the rest of the season. Like we told them tonight, you know, we're still looking for a couple competitive bats towards the end of our lineup. Just even if they're not getting a high batting average, put the ball in play, you know, just have good at bats. But I think the more we work at it, it's going to come around. I'm sure it will. And then once the last week of our season, we, you know, that's where we get our 1A, 2A games. We shoved them there since the conference ends a little early this year. So maybe that'll get us some momentum going into districts.
That'll be good. We mentioned already you got the Eddyville tournament on Saturday. I know that that's going to be another opportunity to just kind of build some momentum ahead of more Little Hawkeye Conference play, because it doesn't get any easier. Monday, Oskaloosa, who's, you know, been really strong here to start the year. Tentative plan right now is Centerville on Tuesday, Wednesday, Indianola Thursday or Friday. Conference schedule flips back over. It's Dallas Center Grimes all over again, and you get back into it. You know, how big is, Saturday, Monday going to be for just the boost of this team as you get ready to start into that, you know, final two games of Little Hawkeye Conference play and restarting the Little Hawkeye Conference schedule for the second round of the round robin scheduling?
Yeah, the conferences – or the – excuse me, the – tournament tomorrow, you know, you don't want to take it lightly, that's for sure, because as soon as you just overlook somebody, you know, they're going to come bite you in the butt. But we're going to get some kids on the mound that haven't probably been on the mound as much lately, like Garrett Wheeler tonight threw a good inning. He'll probably get a little more time on the mound tomorrow. You know, we got three guys, I think, that are ineligible tomorrow due to pitch count stuff. So, yeah, we're going to get some kids on the mound and roll right into next week. And at least we don't have as many games next week. This was our big week. Originally it was set out to be 8 games over 6 days. We did have the rain out against Centerville, so that got pushed to next week. And now that gives us 5 games next week. So it'll be a little easier to manage pitching next week. But, yeah, we'll finish up this week with getting some kids on the mound that haven't got the mound time recently, and who knows, we might get some more, you know, younger kids at bats if we, you know, depending on how games go.
Coach Feinhardt, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck at Eddyville on Saturday morning, and then against Oskaloosa on Monday night. We'll be looking forward to getting over there, but again, appreciate the time as always, and looking forward to our future conversations.
You bet. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. That was Chris Beinart, head coach of the Pelican Christian baseball team, powered by Hy-Vee.